Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to those ads.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons like Mike Girl, and Morg Dog. I thanked him twice. Who support the show via Patreon. Sign up today at Patreon and get Patreon-only stories, ad-free listening, and more. Join today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
Stupid crap.
Hey. I love it.
This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah! You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, the show that puts your real-life stories into the spotlight. It's episode 429, brought to you the week of December 1st, 2022. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, James, it's me, John. And you know what? People think I'm mad all the time.
Really?
But the truth is they just don't appreciate my resting Grinch face. That's a Christmas related.
I noticed. It is Christmas time. You know,
it's Christmas time. It's post Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I agree. When Thanksgiving is over, the minute it's over, it becomes Christmas time.
Yes. Christmas. Soon as you swallow that last bite of turkey, yep. It is Christmas time.
And you take your nap, then you wake up, then it's Christmas time. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
It's after nap for me.
Okay.
Because it's like world resets while I'm sleeping. So I don't know. It's just a personal thing that Christmas doesn't start for anybody in the world until I've had a nap. So
that explains it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the turkey digesting until it automatically comes Christmas time, a superpower. You hadn't woke that, up from your nap.
That nobody knows about until now. But
powerful.
Dadgummit.
Powerful.
Okay, so you had a joke. I'll tell a joke. Okay, I heard a joke this week that I liked a lot. It's simple. It goes like this: a book fell on my head. I could only blame my shelf.
Yeah. Blame your shelf too.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good one. So yeah. Anyway,
I thought it was going to be the hot dog one, but that's
no. I'm not stealing. I'm not going to do that one. That one was bad. Do you think it's bad enough? Too bad for the show?
I don't know. I mean, it's
well. It's ages 10 and up. 10 and up. You know.
10 and up. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we wouldn't want somebody that's 10-year-old to go to school and tell that joke, even though at face value, there's nothing wrong with
it. All right, I'm going to do it. Why why do all hot dogs look the same, John? Because they're inbred. Okay, there.
They're in bread. They're all in the same bread.
Yeah, they're in buns.
Yeah, that's why.
And that's why they all look the same. So there we go. All right, send your hate mail to jsteinklobber at hotmail.com.
Hotmail.
So right. Today is an interesting day because I have a new job And not only did it cause me to not be able to podcast for a month, it is making it difficult for me to podcast in general because I work until 4:30 every day now. I have a full-time job, and I'm just trying to get my schedule lined out. Like for the show I do for kids called Red School Bus, I prepare on Monday nights for the Tuesday night show. But Wednesday nights was always my date night with my wife.
Oh.
Yeah. And I can't. So we're going to like start canceling our dates.
What?
So that I can start preparing the show for Thursday night. Life was better when I was just deeply, darkly depressed and I had so much time.
Jeez. Oh,
because I did nothing with my life except podcast.
Now I'm all productive and junk.
Yeah.
Doing things.
Now
stupid crap.
Yeah, stupid crap. I want to play it again.
Stupid crap.
Yeah, we can just stop it right there. I don't even need
I
to
like that one.
Put the title
I
in.
I think you played that with Daniel Lewis, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the intro, a couple weeks ago or a few weeks back.
Yeah.
That was great. And I was thinking, because that very day I was thinking, you know what would be a great name for some of my thoughts? Stupid crap.
Stupid crap.
Because some of my thoughts are just stupid crap. And then I heard that. I was like, well, I guess that could be my my bumper if I ever started
podcasting. It's a new segment for the show. It's like stupid crap, John's stupid crap. And then we'll just let blather on for a few minutes and see what comes out, you know? Just a bunch of stupid
there we go.
Crap.
That's way easier than starting a new podcast. Just give me a little segment about stupid crap.
Yeah. So. I said all that about the job and all because it's a big excuse. It's an excuse because I didn't do any show prep today, except for I changed the number at the beginning to the current episode. I tried to thank three patrons and I ended up thanking Mike Girl twice because I didn't do it right. And we're just going to read straight from the email, which is always dangerous. I usually pre-read every email. I don't necessarily have to censor them, but I just make sure they're appropriate. I make sure they're funny. You know, there's a process that goes on. Not everything makes it on the show, but today has got to be an exception.
The gates are open.
Because today I've got nothing to give you except for this. So let's just jump right into it. This one's called Big Baking Fail by Caitlin Jenks. J-A-H-N-K-E. Janky. Wow.
Janky.
That's great. All right. Hey, that's James awesome. And John. It's Caitlin again. And I love your podcast. And I've listened about to 100 episodes now, and I'm from Atlanta. No, I'm sorry. I can't read Alberta, Canada.
Oh, hey. I have friends in Alberta.
Yeah. And I just wanted to let John know that I do, in fact, know a Spencer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, did you tell him I said hi?
I don't know. It's not interactive in that way. We're just not there
right.
yet.
Yeah, I guess that's
not live. But I am not quite sure they're the person you're talking about. I'm a middle schooler, so feel free to play the sound.
So where does your son go to school?
Oh, he's homeschool. She said middle school, not homeschool.
Oh, my gosh. I played the wrong one.
Uh-huh.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
All right, well, live to hard drive, that's what you get. So she says, here's my story about my dumb middle school self. Let's see if it's good. So one time I had my neighbor over and we decided to bake something. And we agreed on making, oh my gosh, Nanaimo bars and Nemo bars. See, this is why you pre-read stuff. But which, if you didn't know, have chocolate on top, custard in the middle, and a nutty, coconutty mixture on the bottom. Sounds pretty good.
I want that.
Yeah, I wish I could pronounce it, but I would eat it. So a big yummy chocolate bar, basically. And we got everything ready by going to each other's houses to get different ingredients we needed, because the substance seemed pretty thick and stuck to the bottom in the pan. My neighbor tried to convince me not to, but of course, in my middle school mind, I thought it would be a good idea to do the flip test. I think we all know where this is going. No, I don't. So I slowly raised the pan above my head. I put my thumbs over it as if that would stop it from falling on me if it ever did. And then you guessed it. It fell on my head.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't guess that. And all over the floor as well. So I'm not quite sure. How are you interpreting this, John? What fell out of the pan? What has fallen on her head and all over the floor? The contents of the pan, I suppose?
I'm thinking, yeah. Okay. Everything that was in the pan that was slightly sticking to it is now in her hair and on the floor.
Okay. So she was doing the flip test, meaning like Dairy Queen flips a blizzard before they give it to you.
I was thinking flip test, like you flip a pancake.
I know. That's what I was kind of thinking too. But she apparently picked it up and held it over her head upside down, which is like what a middle schooler would do, you know? So it makes sense.
I want to see what it looks like from the ground.
I wonder if gravity will work on this concoction. Only one way to find out. Yeah. Don't put it over a plate. Put it over your head. That's the lesson I'm learning. I didn't know. I'm too old and grown and wise to have thought of that. But anyway, me and my neighbor didn't want all this hard work to go to waste. So we salvaged it and put it back in the pan. What'd you do? Scrape the top of your head off in the pan? Get a little hair in there? Picked it up with a dustpan off the ground? Sweep it up with some dog hair and throw it back in there? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Salvaged it. I don't think you salvaged it. You salvaged it and some other things. You harvested is what you did. Anyway, the mass is greater once you collected it from the floor than it was when you dropped it. And then anyway, I picked out any hairs and dirt that was in it. No, you didn't. There's no
Not
way.
All of it.
Without a microscope and some tweezers, there is no way you could say that. But she says we never told anyone about spilling it. Thankfully, but with a little guilt in my heart, everybody ate it and loved it. Ah!
Oh, no.
Hope this makes it on the show. Yeah, it did. There's another there's another sound that I created for stories like this. It's just like a donk. Like stories that don't deserve this, get this. So, I don't know.
I like that one.
It's just somebody hitting a frying pan with a ping pong ball. I don't know what it is. But
that sounds awesome.
But wow. You know what's funny is this reminds me of a story from Thanksgiving.
We just went through that.
Yeah, my sister, we went to my sister's, and my sister made this cake, and it was, you know, those cake pans that have their circles. They have a hole in the middle and like rivets.
A bundt pan.
Thank you. I didn't know it had a name. I'm just, you know, not smart enough, but a bundt pan. She made two of those cakes and put them end to end. So one was upside down, one was on top, and she turned it into a pumpkin looking cake.
What?
Yeah. Could you imagine two bundt cakes, you know, on top of each other? And it looked like a pumpkin. She put a little sprout and a little leaf
and some
orange drip icing on it. And it looked really fall festively, you know, Thanksgiving table worthy. But she set it on a table, that normally would not be a problem. My brother brought his dogs, and one of the dogs was exactly table height. And we can't say it was the dog that ate the cake, but it probably was, because none of the other options are all human options. And I would have eaten, if it was me, I would have eaten more of the cake than was eaten. It was just a tiny bit. It was such a tiny bite. Yeah, a tiny bite. And after she had made the new cake and she could joke about it, she was like, okay, my sister was like, I'm offended because obviously the dog didn't even like it. See, it came up. The worst part was my sister had made this cake, not for us and not for herself. She has a business called Sweet Crumbs because her last name's Crumb. Get it? It's called Sweet Crumbs. And she was brilliant. Making this cake for a customer for that day.
Oh, no.
And she's trying to make Thanksgiving. And this dog ate just a sliver off. And all of us were trying to talk her into just somehow patching it up.
Patch it up.
Just spackle it. Just make one cake more and replace the cake that got nibbled on. And she's like, yeah. No, I can't do that.
She's a pro.
I got to start completely over. And you know.
Oh, my.
That's better than what Caitlin did, is my whole point.
Is what Caitlin's only 12, so.
Yeah, but she agreed and admitted that there was hair and dirt in it, and she fed it to people anyway. That is, that goes along with my rule about things when they're used in a certain way, now they belong to that thing.
Yep. That's right.
And when you spill goodies on the floor, they now belong to the floor.
To the floor.
And where do things on the floor go? If they're not furniture or feet, they go in the trash. So
in the garbage. Yeah, but what if it lands, some of it landed on her head, so it belonged to her head. Yeah. Her head doesn't belong in the trash.
It does. It does belong in the trash because she's a middle schooler and middle schooler brains belong in the trash. Oh,
no.
Yeah, it's the truth.
It's the truth. Oh, poor Caitlin.
Big baking fail. At least she called it, you know, by the right name. That's all I'm going to say.
She could go on a TV show with that. Probably.
Asher Collins writes in. It's called Ball to the Butt. I feel wrong saying that, but here we go. Hi, James and James. Oh, this is actually for Red School Bus.
Oh, it's for. Well,
it's too late now.
Too late now.
I'm for Asher from New York City. Once I was going to my ice hockey class with my friend Hendrix. We did what we usually do after school, smoke cigarettes. No.
Not 10 and up.
We eat dinner in the car and listen to this podcast. When we got there, the first thing we did, there was a speed contest called Torpedo Alley. I guess this is a hockey thing. It's basically a game where all the kids skate across the ice as fast as they can. But while we do that, the coaches try to hit us with tennis balls.
What?
That makes it fun for everyone. Yeah. So if you get hit, you join them. So it's a little bit like dodgeball and skating at the same time. So last person standing wins. We were playing the fourth round. It was the final two. And I was in it, and I really wanted to win, so I skated as fast as I could to the other end. But the kid I was against was faster than me, and he was right ahead of me, and I saw someone hit a ball towards us, and I was really excited because I thought it would hit him, but actually it went over to us at 60 miles per hour and hit me right in the butt. It's something you go to counseling for. What happened to you today, Asher?
Well, I was skating super fast.
It's a 60-mile-an-hour ball. Can you believe it? I measured it. I measured it with a measuring tool, and it hit me in my derriere.
My buttocks.
Can I say butt? Okay, my butt. So, anyway, I toppled over. Did you really? Did you really? A tennis ball hit you in the butt and you topple over? Anyway, I ran into the person ahead of me. Right after that, someone hit him with a tennis ball. So I guess we both lost. No, you lost. I hope you like my story from Asher from Manhattan, New York City.
Manhattan.
Yeah.
So well, that one can go on the Red School Bus.
Yeah,
too.
That's more of a Red School Bus show episode right there. So we'll throw that in there. Here's a story for that story show. It's called A Very Long Walk. And It is the first time this has ever happened to me. It is a photograph of a written story.
No way.
On notebook paper.
It's spell check will never fix that.
It's crazy. It's the titles at the top, a very, in quotes, a very long walk, not a Halloween story. Violet from Michigan says, hi, James and John. See if I can read
that. Hey,
I have a story from when I was in St. Louis. When I was there with our friends, Colleen and Steven, they have some property with graves from the 1800s.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So me and my older sister, Ella, were there. Ella has been there before. And Colleen decided we wanted to go. So they said to me, eat before. It's a really long walk. So I ate all my lunch and filled a gallon-sized bottle up. And we walked outside with her dog, Winston. Not even 5 minutes later, we were there. I yelled at my sister, and she said, shh, don't wake the spirits. Colleen.
Wait.
What?
First, they got to eat before they go because it's a long walk, and it takes them 5 minutes to get there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. The long
walk. That's not a long walk.
No, it's not. I didn't even notice that. I yelled at my sister, and she said, shh, don't wake the spirits. And Colleen and Ella said more stuff, but I follow the rule of rated E for everyone, 10 and up. What is that rule? Is just how you live your life now? Is it a religion? Have we created a religion, John? I didn't mean to. I was stealing a rating system from the ERSB or whatever, from the game creators. Well, anyway, she says, oh crap, I clicked on it. Now I got to zoom in. I hope it makes it on the show. Well, it did. Violet, I don't know that would have otherwise.
Ping pong ball.
But she says, P.S. James is the funniest. That's why she gets on the show. And then she drew a picture, James and John. It's all written out with shading and stuff. And it says, P.S.S. James, can you draw me a teal cancer ribbon?
What?
That's the color. Okay. For ovarian cancer, my mom has ovarian cancer. Well, dang, how do you say no to that? Dang, you just throw that in.
You read it on the show, so now you have to do it.
Just,
maybe you could design a logo.
Throw me under the bus. Yeah, just throw me I feel terrible now.
Well,
I'm sorry your mom has ovarian cancer. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Our prayers are certainly with you and your mom and family.
But I'm not drawing you a picture. I'm not. I'm just going to be honest. I'm a terrible person, and that makes me a terrible person, but I'm not drawing you a picture. Well, she could be making it up. That's why.
You could. No.
I don't think a kid would know what it was if it wasn't true. You know what I'm saying? It's not like people make up stuff like that. They say, my dad can beat up your dad. That's about as creative as kids get, you know, otherwise. But
yeah, my dad's never even seen your dad, so not really sure.
I used to say that to people, even though my dad was never in my life. I'd be like, so my dad can beat up your dad? Because
that's the perfect thing.
Dad
can beat up your dad. And then you really talk it up and you're like, well, my dad's never around. So, you know, go ahead. You go find my dad and then see who wins the fight. And then let me know where my dad's at.
All right. So I'm going to keep reading stories and you guys decide if it's worth it that I go through the stories and weed.
It either gets a ding or it gets the ping pong on the pan.
Oh, really? Is that the deal? Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
You're going to feel sorry for them all and want them all dinged. That's the thing. So some of them deserve this, though. I'm just saying. You know. So anyway, my name is Mercedes and I love your show. I really hope this story makes it on the show. I have to play that. I have she stuck it right at the beginning. I had to
right
do it.
Front.
I have a funny story for you guys. And the story is all of three sentences. So let's see how funny it is.
Wow. Is it one sentence or
It is. It's like three sentences. It is. So me and my mom were driving. We passed a business with hundreds of cars parked outside. It was me in my fifth grade mind said, wow, that place is busy. Look at all those cars. And my mom says, Mercedes, that's a junkyard. Okay. I'll give that one away. I'm a blonde. I get it from my mom. Anyway, hope you like my story. Bye.
Mercedes, that's a junkyard.
I'll tell you, I didn't have high hopes for a three sentence story, but it turned out all right. It really did.
It's almost like a perfect joke.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I wonder if we should try this because it is a voicemail that I haven't listened to.
It'll be a surprise for both of us.
It's all kind of dangerous to do this, but we're gonna listen to this right now. Here we go.
Hello, that story show. I have a story I would like to send in.
What?
I am Violet Rensmith from Michigan.
Oh, hi.
And Violet, so I have like a story. It's kind of funny. So I used to like sleep with my phone in my room and stuff. And
what?
Now, I had a big speaker in my room at this time, and that's what I play my music on at night. And my brother's phone connected to it, and he was, like, listening to that story show because that's who got me interested in it.
Oh.
And his phone started blasting through the house, and my dad had already been really mad at me that night.
Uh-oh.
And it was episode 372, I believe. We were talking about, like, that toilet paper thing. And my dad... like, he just, like, walked in and was like, Violet, what are you listening to? Because he thought I was going crazy or something.
Uh-huh.
But it was really funny. And then my brother got in trouble because he wasn't allowed to sleep with his phone in his room because he, like, wasn't allowed to because I guess, like, he had gotten in trouble because he was on it at night.
Oh.
But, yeah, that's my story. Thanks for listening. I hope I make it on the show. Bye.
Okay, so if you didn't catch all that, apparently she had a Bluetooth speaker and her brother's phone connected to it and started blasting our show. And we were talking about toilet stuff. And her dad, who was already mad, pre-maddened, came up and was like, what are you listening to? So,
what is that stupid crap?
Stupid crap.
Stupid crap. You're listening to stupid crap.
There you go. Violet, you should play that for your dad. That's what he was listening to.
That's what it was.
We're sorry, Mr. Violet's dad. Thank you for being present in her life.
So, Violet's dad, I'm calling it, you're an angry man and you need to calm down. So
you're already winning, though. He didn't know what that stupid crap was coming from. That's okay.
Well, I think children should be protected from our show. You know, it is.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how many children we've read from? This is what I weed out a lot of times.
Well, one of them was intentional, supposed to be on the Red School bus. So
our statistics are that we get people 20 and under and then 30 and up. So we don't attract a lot of 20 somethings because they're into their, you know, explicit content, you know.
We're not cool enough
for them. You know, you gotta
cuss and swear.
Yeah, and they're trying their wings out for the first time, you know. But we get a lot of kids and middle schoolers and high schoolers, and we get a bunch of parents and, you know, older folks, and I love them all. But we do get a lot of children that write in and young people, and I have to kind of weed through it and pick the best stuff. And sometimes that's why we have middle school drama, you know. But there is a lot of it, and we're doing this live to hard drive. So let me pull up another one. This one's going to be great because his name is Vagan Kid 7 Gordon. What? I don't know. That's just what I read. So
did he spill something on his keyboard when he was trying to put his name in? Or
that's what I'm thinking, because some of it's capitalized, some of it's lowercase. His subject or story title is Pick a Good Neighborhood. So,
okay.
I also make up titles for all the stories, by the way. Rarely do I use the one that people send. So we'll see. First, I'll read it. We'll see if it was good or not. And then I'll try to think of a title that I would have used for it had we used it in the show.
Sounds like a fun game.
So here we go. My cousin used to live in a creepy neighborhood, and they would have people staring at them through the windows of their house. But one time, these greedy neighbors knocked on the door and said, "We smell steak. Do you think maybe we could join you for dinner?" What? No.
No way.
Get the freak off my porch. That's what I would say. And I'm a Christian man. You know?
Do you think we could join you for dinner?
No. You know, and they say in the Bible that you're supposed to say yes because you might be entertaining angels unaware. I don't care. Angels can't eat my dinner. That's my dinner. That's my steak.
What if they were going to bless you with another dinner for free?
Well, then angels can go next door and eat somebody else's. Anyway, my cousin's family actually had been waiting for this big feast all day and not eating. So they were starving, and they were like, "Sure, you can eat with us." But deep down, they were not feeling that way. See, that's why I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. Other people would do it and hate it. Me, I'm just going to straight up say, no, you can't. Because first of all,
you're going to not do it and not regret it.
It's ridiculous that you would be smelling around my house and all up in my business enough to come to the front door and then have the gall. I could use other language. The gall to ask me for my steak.
The gall. Anyway, now, just curious, just playing. I'm not even going to call this being devil's advocate because this is ridiculous. But what if those same neighbors smelled something stinking, reeking coming out of your house?
Yeah.
And they knock on the door and says, "Hey, it sounds like your sewer busted. Can we come in and help you clean up?"
You're asking me what I would say?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the freak? You think my house smells? you need to pack up your nose and send it somewhere to get it fixed, is what I would say. So anyway, she said they
used to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to finish the story real quick. You know, they ended up having to give up the best steaks to this couple.
Oh, daggone.
And the adults ate the kids' steaks, and the kids didn't get dinner. God.
What?
This is so unnecessary.
Wow.
You could have just said no.
Well,
how saved are you? I mean, how you don't even have to be saved to be this nice, but I think there's such a thing as too nice, and they definitely did that.
Wow.
And I think that would
it smells like steak. Can we eat with you?
Yeah, can we eat your steak? Can we eat your food? And now that you've done it, they're going to come back. They're it's Pavlov's dog, you know? You ring the bell, his mouth waters. You've rewarded this bad behavior, and now every time they smell something good, they're going to come to your door. I'd call this story too nice. You're too nice. Yeah. Not pick a good neighborhood.
Too nice, nosy neighbors.
Too nice to nosy neighbors. Yeah, there you go. Good full title.
Too nice, nosy neighbors. I was going to say a little bit. When I used to, back in the day when we lived in this other neighborhood, we had these neighbors, they were young, and boy, I would go out and I'd grill all the time, and they would always come over and they'd smell it, and they're like, oh, that smells good, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think they ever invited themselves over to eat, but you know, they would stare at the food and stuff like that. We didn't have curtains on our back door.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this big sliding glass back door. And so it was just a big window basically to look in where we were eating. Sometimes while we were sitting down to eat, they would come and stand in that back door and watch us.
So weird.
It was weird. And so we would, you know, kind of shoo them off. And
yeah,
every now and then while I was grilling something on the grill, I would give them something off the grill. You know,
like
just
they
a
were
little
puppies.
Bite of something.
Here, catch this in your mouth.
But one time their mom actually made some dinner for us, and it was pretty awesome. So
wow. Just invite
But they
them.
Never did invite themselves over to come.
See, that's the thing, man.
That's the thing. That's pretty brazen.
Oh.
The gall, as you put it.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I could ever do that.
We got some feedback. And because I had said we did the dad jokes, you know, we've been doing jokes on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, this is feedback. I love the dad jokes. Please do them every show. The cringier, the better. Steven from Alabama. So I got one feedback from one human and probably, you know, 15,000 people that are like, I wish he would quit. I'm going to just give up on the show.
Please don't do any money of those cringy stories. They're just the worst.
So Remy Schlegel says his title of his story is God versus Hacker. This should be good. Hi, I'm Remy. I was playing Minecraft, and you know, you get a good hacker every now and then, and I got one named Narf. Whatever.
Narf.
And for two rounds, and the second one, I got fed up and I told about God. So this is how it went. So I say you should not hack because it is wrong, spelled R-O-U-N-G, wrong. And you should get to know God because no one wants you to go to hell. So he say, I do not believe in anyone, and I have heard of your cult and have called on God. And as soon as I was done, he got banned, and I hope he gets to heaven. That was really rough spelling. And that my friends would not make it on the show. Not.
He got the ping pong pan.
Yeah. That one just was a fail, you know. But, you know, you tried to tell somebody about God. John, when's the last time you tried to tell somebody about God? Like,
oh, man, you put me on the spot.
Well, I'll put myself on the spot. I think the last time I tried to tell somebody about God, just like I've had conversations with people about God, but I'm just talking about just coming out and telling somebody about God the way he did this hacker. I think was a homeless guy. And he it's been a while because I try to keep interactions like this to a minimum because I was mad. I was mad at him because he came to beg at the church I was working at, and he was not happy. And so he came up to me and he asked me for something, and I said, I don't have anything. And he said, you're supposed to be a Christian. And I'm like, we're all supposed to be Christians. We're all supposed to have God, you know, not just me, you too. And so that's the closest I've come to the last time I just randomly spouted off about God to somebody. And I'm not proud of it, but that's the way it went down.
I mean, I tell people about God a lot, but it's all people who pretty much probably already know who he is.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just spiritual talk. So I don't really go out anywhere so much.
Right.
Maybe
right.
I should, to be, you know, a good evangelist or person who's trying to spread the good news. But like, I don't like go to Target and like, huh, hey, that person looks like they want to hear me tell them about the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awkward. It's like when you go to a concert me and you years ago, a few years back now, we were at Dragon Con. You remember we were sitting there minding our own business and these two dudes came up and started, it took me a minute to figure out what they were doing. They were attempting to evangelize us.
Yeah.
And it was awkward as crap. It was awkward. And I told him, I'm like, actually, we're both ministers. Cause at the time I was, so were you. And they're like, oh, really? And it's like, they didn't know whether to believe us or not. So they were like asking us questions to see, you know, trivia time now.
Okay. So your ministers, why are you here at Dragon?
Yes. Con? Cause it's full of evil people. I mean, that was our assumption. That's why we came here and we didn't expect to run into any Christians, you know.
Oh,
Christians,
man,
shouldn't like comics and dressing up in cool costumes. That's terrible.
I bet you they're kind of Christians that like Harry Potter, aren't you? You guys are probably not really going to go to heaven.
They probably watch movies that are in color.
I bet you they play card games.
I say that, but there was a guy at one of my churches that I worked at that he believed that movies that were in color were all bad. Just
wow.
That if they were in black and white, they were fine. I'm like, even Reefer Madness, you know, it's in black and white, you know. So
Reefer what now?
Reefer Madness. Yeah. It's a 50s scare movie. But
yeah.
Thing. All right. Let's see. Trevor Burnt. He's a regular.
Trevor.
So I got hope. And he's not a child. Yeah. Hey, James and John. First of all, y'all accused me of having a cheating account because I have two Facebook accounts, and I share with my wife.
Oh.
I remember that somehow because he talked about how he had an account with his wife, and then he had his own account, and I'm like, that's his cheating account.
Cheating account.
Because he's got one with his wife and one where he goes off cheating. So anyway, he says, who told you? Mark Zuckerberg, the CIA? Name that yes. Lucy, and I'll make sure he scrubs toilets till Jesus comes back. Anyway.
Name that Lucy.
If there's a concerned Karen out there, no, I don't cheat on my other account. My wife and I share an account for youth that want to talk over social media. It's because I'm a youth pastor, and I don't want to get accused for something I never said. Well, that is wise.
Right on.
That is wise.
That's smart.
I'm listening to old episodes over again, loving every bit. James, I admire you for how you stick with it. Even through David's sudden disappearance, your episode with JoJo is probably still one of my favorites. Oh, you poor guy. John, you are the best co-host on any podcast I have ever listened to.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I do have a short story, too. This morning, I couldn't find my glasses. I didn't want to wake up my wife by turning on the lights, so I just left for my favorite coffee shop without them. Bad idea. You see, I have astigmatism, which means my eye is shaped like a football, and my vision in the dark is very hazy. I was driving on a backcountry road when all of a sudden something bright shot into my field of limited vision. Shoot, I thought, a deer is about to jump in front of my car. So my foot goes on the brake pedal, and that's when I realized there was no deer. I just passed a white mailbox on the side of the road. Bad eyesight.
Mercedes, that's a junkyard.
Hope you like the story. And since I haven't done this before, I hope it makes it on the show. Trevor from Missouri.
Oh, you got the ding and not the dong.
Yeah.
Or the ping pong pan. I don't know. That
what
sounds
did you
like
just say on been... my show?
I don't know. I'm sorry. What?
You said it. I didn't. I don't know. Anyway.
Well.
David Hankencap Camp. Hankencap. I might as well get it right. David Hankencap says, hi, this is David from Kansas. I recently started listening to That Story Show after listening to Red School Bus. I've been in a few stories, including Bunk Bed Bend and Box Cutting Botch. This story takes place quite a few years ago. So at my family's 4th of July party. So me and my older brother went out to show our grandpa how well we could ride our bikes. So my older brother rides down the hill and he thinks to hit his brakes before riding into the driveway. Me being 6 decided to go full speed down the hill and I didn't even hit my brakes when I'm turning into the driveway. So I do the only thing I can do. I flip over the handlebars. So instinctively I stick my arm out and my arm skids across the concrete. Yeah, that's kind of gross. Leaving a large gash in my arm. And I slide into the grass, and of course, the gash lands on a bee. Okay.
Gash landing. I'm sorry.
So I landed on a bee. So my grandpa walks me home and take note that I am so shocked about what happened, I'm not even crying. So my mom gets some tweezers and pulls the stinger out, and the pain of that puts me back into reality. And I burst into tears. So long story short, the pain of that pulls me back in. Oh, I already read that line. I had a big gash in my arm for a while and it was so traumatic. And I still remember it to this day. I'm 13. I hope it wasn't too long. I hope it makes it on the show. It did. You're a lucky man. Cause it wouldn't have normally. If this makes it on the show, hit the bell 3 times. No. I'm not doing that because you were never supposed to be.
You
on
reached
my
for
show.
It though.
I did. I was thinking about it. I was like, he said 5 times, but I pulled it back to 3 and I'm like, I'm not even going to do 3.
I'm still not going to do it because he's inviting himself over for steak dinner and I'm going to say no.
I'm going to kick his butt out of here. I would never do that. That is just, I would look like, it's like the time I was parked on the side of the road. And I was playing Pokemon Go, okay? Back when everybody was playing Pokemon Go, I just pulled to the side.
Some people are still doing it.
I pulled to the side, and it was a Pokestop, and I was getting some stuff. I don't even remember how to play anymore, but I was doing some stuff. And this guy got up from a chair he was sitting in, and he knocks on my window, and I rolled down the window, and he goes, "Do you mind? I am trying to sit, and I am trying to enjoy my day, and the exhaust from your car is bothering me." And I just looked at him and I said, "Really? Why you say really?"
Really?
I just looked at him. I'm like, "Really? You?" And so he's like, "Why do you say really? I like clean air." And I'm like, "Okay, fine. You know what? Fine. If it's that big a deal, I will move." So I went up 2 cars and I could still reach the Pokestop and no harm done. So that's exactly what would have been happening if somebody had come up to me and I smell steak coming from your house. First of all, that's none of your business. Secondly, we want to invite ourselves in to eat that steak. And I'd be like, "Really? Does that work for you? Going up to people's houses and asking for their food?
What? We like steak."
Yeah. I don't know.
That's so amazing. So here's a little bit insight into who I am, I guess, if you haven't figured that out yet. I would say stuff, you know, like if somebody's grilling something, "Oh man, that smells good. Sure wish I could have some of that." And then they'd be, you know, just totally joking. And then they'd be like, "Oh yeah, sure, you can have some." I'm like, no, really, I was just joking.
Yeah.
And then they go ahead and make me a burger, and then they hand it to me, and then I have to eat it. Now I have to eat it out of guilt.
Oh.
And then I feel terrible about having said anything at all.
It's an awkward burger.
It's an awkward burger. Yep. Oh, and that happens more than once, actually. So maybe I just need to learn a lesson from my own life.
Find a different compliment. Yeah.
Boy,
that smells good, but I am full and don't want to eat it. You know?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm vegan.
Yeah.
That's my news.
That'll get you out of it. Oh, geez. Oh, are you? I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, wow.
That's okay. It's actually made out of plants. Here, have some.
Oh, gosh.
Dadgummit, I'm just trying to be nice. I don't want to.
It's a guilty burger. Anyway, this one's called Middle School Head Drama. So I guess we play this.
Middle School Head Trauma?
Yeah. Drama.
Dang it. Okay. By the way, stupid.
Hey, I'm Jaden. I'm an eighth grader as of now. But the story I'm telling is from fifth grade or sixth grade. Anyway,
oh,
I was at my friend, let's call him Johnny's house. Johnny okay. He has this bean bag, like a giant love sack. What the freak?
What?
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't want, you need to go to the doctor.
Can you Google that
no,
safely?
No, I don't think you can. I know he's just describing a giant beanbag chair, but what the freak is a love sack? I mean, it's like you need to go have that carterized. You've got one of those growing on you.
Why is it a love sack? I don't care what it is. Why is it?
Yeah, I mean, just,
Modern furniture, James. Modern.
Anyway, so me and Johnny had the same idea, not telling each other, to both fall into the beanbag at the exact same time. So they didn't communicate, I guess. I was falling backwards and Johnny fell forwards right on top of me. Next thing I know, we're married. No, it's a love sack. You know, it's a love sack thing. Next thing I know,
shall become one.
Johnny's holding his mouth like he has a bad toothache. And I was just surprised we bonked heads. Anyway, I slowly put my hand on my head just to have a puddle of blood in the palm of my hand. Yeah. We shared it. He sipped from my hand.
He's a vampire.
It's a love sack. You know, you do things lovingly. So we both started crying and running into Johnny's mom. And we called my dad and told him that Johnny had dug his teeth into the side of my head. And my dad, the genius that he is, doesn't decide to get stitches or staples. Instead, he came through Johnny's front door holding a small bottle of super glue. Dad glued my head scar back together. And to this day, I have teeth marks on my head. And Johnny has crooked teeth. Thank you, Jaden.
Wow.
From Utah. So there you go. I don't even know what to say about that.
That's how they do in Utah.
I just don't know. P.S. If I come to your house, will you feed me steak? No, I will not.
No, we're cleaning the oven. That's what you're smelling. Go home.
All right. So not only do I filter through the kids' emails on a regular basis, usually when I do a show worth listening to, unlike this one, I also have found that the reason why there's such a surplus is we haven't done a show in a month. You know,
yeah, that's
true. I mean, we did the Halloween show late and that took all our Halloween stories, but it didn't take from the general population. And so we're getting a lot of extra stuff. So it's just interesting from Eva.
Backlog.
Eva from Colorado. 2 years ago when I was 10, my family and I went to Montana. When we arrived, we stopped at a grocery store to get some dinner. Our first destination was the produce aisle. Near where the bananas were, we noticed a little brown speck on the floor. I first thought it was a piece of trash, but upon further investigation, we discovered it was a brown recluse.
Oh!
It looked particularly lumpy, like it had tiny spiders on its back.
Oh, no.
We told an employee who looked about 17 or 18 about the spider, and he came over to inspect it. To our surprise, he lifted his foot and smashed the large spider.
Is that a surprise?
That's what you're supposed to do with them. Unfortunately, we were correct. It did have tiny spider babies on his back, and when he smashed the mother, all the tiny spiders flew everywhere.
Hastily, we
left the store and never returned again. I love it when they add that to the story because it's like, it's not like every time you go in, there's going to be a fresh spider experience. Yeah,
well,
you know,
it might be. There's a bunch of babies running around.
You can go back again and it'll be fine. But anyway, hope you like the story. Hope I love your podcast and the funny stories. Keep it up, Eva from Colorado. Thank you, Eva. I think your story would have made it on the show. So I'll do a little dinger ding for you there.
A little dinger ding.
A little dinger ding. So we appreciate that. Let me go through here. Here's one that has an image attached. And it's an image of a beach. There's no one in the photo. It's just an image of white crud kind of forming in the puddle that is the water that is there. And there's a green bucket and somebody's shadow is holding a phone, taking the picture. Hi, James and John. I'm Noah. This is my third. Noah. This is the three story I have sent to the show. And my first story was on episode 416. I'm the middle schooler. Well, we finally met him. The middle
Congratulations.
Schooler.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Congratulations. This story takes place when I went to Outer Banks for a week. It explains the photo.
Is that North Carolina?
I first thought he was going to say outer space. I'll be honest.
Outer space. Yeah. Outer Banks, outer space, same thing.
My family rented a house near the beach. So the story begins when we were at the beach. I was laying in the sand, chilling. My uncle had gone in the water with a bucket to fill up for the little kids. And when he brought it back, he saw me in the sand and he dumped the water on me like any good uncle would do. And it was pretty funny. Later that week, I was laying in the sand, but with a towel. And since I had a towel, my logic was no one can dump water on me because that would get the towel wet. But that didn't occur to my sister because she had filled a water bottle with some water to pour on me. But there was a tide pool that she got the water from. So that must be the picture. Mm. This tide pool was disgusting with lots of little kids because a lot of little kids would play and pee in it.
Oh,
you don't know that, but you're probably right. It was full of foam from the pee. I sent you a pic of it. It's just ocean pee. It's fish pee. It's not
it's
human
whale pee.
Yeah. My mouth was open when she poured the water on me. I ran into the ocean to clean myself off. So you ran to the source. It's like you gave me a little bit of pee water. I'm going to go bathe myself in it now. You know, because I'm just hungry for it. I ran into the ocean to clean myself off. I tried to get her back, but my parents caught me. The end. I hope it makes it on the show. Okay. Well, I don't know if it would or not. The image is of a tidal pool now that I realize it, and it is pretty gross. It has a lot of white floaties of foam, but I don't think it's pea foam.
I don't think so either. I think it's
pea foam doesn't stay. In my experience, it forms and then it kind of dispels, you know?
Yeah.
And
at the beach, everybody knows when the waves are churning really, right. It just stirs up a lot of whatever. And
yeah,
like, you get a foamy beach stuff.
Whatever is in that water, you know, has a substance and it kind of clings to the sand there, but I don't think it was
the dead animals and stuff.
I'm not anti pee. I don't want anyone to think that. I just don't think it was an issue here, you know, in this issue. So anyway, PB and mud. This will be our last one for today.
PB and mud.
Boy. Hi, James and John. This is Margarita and Snake Lover from Iowa. Well,
hey.
I don't like snake lovers. We have a story that took place a long time ago. We went to a national park in Iowa.
He's a Nash fart.
My voice stopped working for a little while there.
Nash fart. What's that mean?
We went to a Nash park in Iowa after it had rained, and it's always raining in Iowa. That's their state.
Oh.
That's their state slogan. It's always raining in Iowa.
That's a junkyard Mercedes.
Yeah. We were walking in the creek when we decided to go eat lunch and do a Bible study. Well, there you go. There's good Christians. My younger sister noticed she had to go to the bathroom. You know what I just noticed just now? Just noticing.
How do you
things.
Notice that for somebody?
I know we were about to do a Bible study, but suddenly I have to go to the bathroom. I used to pull that when it was time to practice piano. Like, I just suddenly have a bowel movement I have to take care of for most of the half hour that I'm supposed to practice piano. So I just noticed it. She had found a spot where there was a stick on the tree and it has grass hanging down from it. So she decided to hold the branch and hold on to the branch. Okay. He said it twice. She heard a sound. I guess she's going to the bathroom. I heard this. She heard the sound of middle school boys. So trying to hurry up, she kind of peed her pants.
Oh,
kind of spelled C-I-N-D-A. So I have to translate from middle schooler to humans. So she peed on her pants, but that's not all. There's more.
Wait, there's more.
There's more, ladies and gentlemen. Then my dad and I were walking to the car. So that was one whole story. Now we're starting a new story. We were walking to the car. He jumped over a mud puddle. And I thought, that's a great idea, being a dumb middle school blonde that I was. I took a running leap and somehow did a 360 in the air and landed on my butt in the mud. How do you accidentally do a 360, John?
I don't think that's possible.
I don't think it is. I'm 49 years old. Well, you know,
middle school brains don't work like everybody. So.
I've never done an accidental 360. Never. It's always been accidental,
unless maybe you tripped over something and you tumbled and
yeah, but that's got a good 90 degrees on it. And that's about it. I just don't buy a whole rotation in the air. But anyway, about a week after my older sister was oh, it's a third story. You're only supposed to tell one story per email, by the way. This one would not have made it on the show. So
that one's a dong.
Dong.
Ping pong.
Oh, man. So anyway, about a week after my older sister was walking in the creek on some slippery rocks and wiped out and gashed her knee open and it was spewing blood.
Yeah.
She could have used stitches, but she didn't get them. So she just died. Did she die in the creek?
She's got a bee gash on her.
The creek ran red that day, folks. So... she was so hungry, she drug herself from the creek bed up to a house. She knocked on the door. She said, "I'm so weak from hunger and blood loss. It smells good. It really smells good. Do you think I could have your steak?" So, anyway.
No, you cannot. It's not steak. It's a junkyard.
By the way, snakes are good, she says, because they eat cats. No, rats. They eat rats. I would actually like them if they ate cats. That would be amazing. But
that would be crazy to see, man.
They eat rats and mice and other creepy crawlies. Always love your show. And yeah. So,
well, cats eat rats too, and squirrels and bunnies. Same things that snakes eat.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that I, you know, I kind of hate to leave it there. But so what we'll do is we'll say a thank you to Doom Guy because he became an annual patron at $1 a month. So paid $10.80 for a year of ad-free listening, and it supports the show. And you could do the same. And I promise you, we won't do a show like this for a very long time. How about that?
You're going to cancel date night so that you can make this not happen.
I am.
Again, huh?
I'm gonna put my marriage on a shaky foundation for all of you.
Sounds pretty tricksy, man. I don't know if you should do that.
We do go out twice a week, though. I will say that. We've been making up for lost time. We go out on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights every week. And
that's awesome.
Because our kids finally got grown up. We're figuring we're making up for lost time and all those dates that we missed while they were little, you know. So it's not like
I'm my wife
really sacrificing a ton, but I don't know. I don't know.
I can't remember the last time Amy and I went on a date.
I'm thinking about trying to get an assistant on the show, you know, to help me write, you know, because when you do late night television or any of those kind of things, those guys have writers, you know, that help them with her stuff. And maybe we're at the point where I need to look into something like that. I don't know. Just somebody that can go through the emails, cut through the crap, you know, and find us some good
somebody
stories.
Who knows the heartbeat of the show.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
Yeah. Somebody that's 18 or over. I definitely want to say that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm 12. I can do it.
I used to be 13. Anyway, I guess that's the end of the show. With that in mind, thank you so much, John. Yeah, we'll do it different next time. I promise. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you. I'm scrolling right now, looking for the end notes. Okay, Shirley, you have a funny life story. You want to hear it on the show? Call us today. Toll free 833-55-STORY or email thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, and don't give up that steak. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. And Mercedes?
It's a junkyard.
It's a junkyard, sweetie. We've driven past it several times. I've mentioned that it's a junkyard. You're really starting to worry me, sweetheart.
And those cars are trashy. What kind of a business would that be if that's all the people that showed up for it?
Some of them are so determined to be in that business that they have parked on top of each other. Can you believe it, Mom?
And look, they don't even have wheels. How did they get here?
I don't understand. I don't understand. It's the same person that saw a fire engine and thought it was a red school bus. Why is that red school bus putting out a fire? I don't know, Mercedes.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.